This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. It is good to have things in written form, otherwise disputes can arise as to what rules are, and possibly how they apply to us, and writings, of course, remind us of what is important. Imagine for a moment if all our civil government constitutions, statutes, and case laws were not written. There would, of course, be disagreements about what the laws are, to whom they apply, and how they are to be applied. As I have spoken of before, although I am not fond of Neil Postman's theology, he was spot on in declaring that a society's reliance on the written word produces a greater intellect. Know, though, that just because something is written, that does not make it true. For example, just because the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, and just because written case law prohibits penalizing adultery with murder, that does not mean those two writings constitute truth. If that were the case, one could just write something down, something completely antagonistic to the scriptures, and it would be deemed truth. Unfortunately, many people think that is the case. My point here is that just because something is written, that does not make it true. While there are some who argue that general revelation is the same as special revelation, it is the case that even those humans who do not assume written special revelation to be true, they still have general revelation. General revelation is not written. It is God's creation that informs us about God. And so that is a case of something that is not necessarily written, but is true. This issue of propriety in writings is important when you confront man's law. You have to look at man's law in all their forms, constitutions, statutes, cases, ordinances, and so on, and as best you can, determine if they positively correlate with God's law. Whether something is written is not what determines its effect. Whether something conforms to God's revelation is what determines its effect. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.